I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Falcons kickoff. You know it's football season because we got Dave Archer on today.
Dave Archer in less than an hour.
Then we got Stink coming on after that. So, yeah it is. Today, Wednesday, is the bulk day of the game plan going in. So, yeah, it's here as we get ready to kick off this season in hopes of winning.
Yeah.
Season.
Playoffs. First time for us.
All those different things.
Andy and Randy doing a playoff preview show?
Would be awesome.
What?
I
wouldn't even know what to do.
It'd be through the roof, man. It would be through the roof, man. But yeah, it is it's a fun time around here. You can feel it. And I know they're having watch parties and pep rallies and all kind of things to get you ready for a tough damn Tampa team.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tough Tampa team.
I mean, it is week one. You got to hit the ground running. And, you know, we always talk about how those division games are worth maybe 50% more, obviously. You're trying to win this division. That's a path to the playoffs. Last year, you beat Tampa twice and still didn't win the division, which is very frustrating.
They won it.
They did. Yeah, for the fourth straight year. I mean, that's the crazy thing about Tampa is, to go from where they were to getting Tom Brady to winning the Super Bowl to then Brady retiring to then Baker Mayfield, who – at the time, we were all kind of like, all right, like, I get why they did that. It's kind of the option they had. To him playing the way he's never played better. Last year was his best season. And now they're coming into this season with, you know, kind of dark horse expectations as far as teams talking about, or people talking about them maybe being a team that could go on a run. But they've certainly shifted the narrative away from, you know, it's a soft NFC South and, you know, it'll be easy division to now people are looking at Tampa and saying it's kind of theirs.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating for the Falcons, who over the last couple of years, people said that about them. They couldn't take advantage of it. And now here we are looking to snap a 7-year playoff drought.
Yeah. I mean, I think, when you keep looking at it, you always seem like you're in it till you're not in it. And especially last year, I mean, as bad as an up and down as it was, you still had an opportunity. You had the ball, you had a chance to win that game up in Washington. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that field goal was never going to be made by him.
No.
But yet, you gave yourself a chance. We know all the you know, clock management and all those different things. Matter of fact, the boys, Deuce and Bell, they'll be up at Flowery today. So I know that's that Wednesday they'll get an opportunity to talk to Ra. But I just think, you know, when you look at where this team is, and we keep talking about it, and we'll talk about it, and I'm sure Monday will it may show some effects of it. Got a lot of young guys that got to be vets really fast, especially starting at the quarterback position. Young pass rushers, you're without, you know, you're starting right tackle. This yesterday, the depth chart came out. It looks like Elijah Wilkinson is a starting right tackle right now. So as they put in the game plan for this week going against Tampa, how do you because he's going to have to play right tackle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where the league, we talked about, Michael Harris. It's like when he was going through his thing, it finds you, the ball finds you. You're going to find yourself one-on-one with these pass rushers from Tampa. And it's just you're going to have to block him. And I'm not saying he can't block him because I don't think they will put him out there. They didn't think he could be capable of the job. But it is a downgrade from Caleb McGarry. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, it's a downgrade from Caleb McGarry. Yeah. It's a downgrade from Storm Norton.
Yeah.
You're on to your third string. And, I mean, last week the conversation was, who's it even going to be?
Right.
What's the situation? What's the timeline? Now you know. I mean, Elijah Wilkinson is going to be the starting right tackle on Sunday when they take the field against Tampa. That doesn't change my expectation for the team. It doesn't change what I'm expecting from the offense. I think, they need to come up with a plan to make sure that that's not how they get destroyed.
Right.
Because last year, the entire offensive game plan got destroyed on that right side.
Yes.
Caleb McGarry couldn't block T.J. Watt.
No.
And the game plan was shredded.
Yes.
Now, they didn't adapt at all. They kept running the same stuff all game long, and it never worked. They didn't score. I mean, Pittsburgh didn't score a touchdown in week one last year and beat the Falcons because the Falcons couldn't do anything offensively. As the year went on, in the middle part of it, it got better, and then obviously it got worse. But you can't – look, there's going to be moments on Sunday that don't go the way that you scripted them. They don't go the way that you planned on them going. But you can't have an opening game like you did last year against Pittsburgh. Last year against Pittsburgh was an AFC opponent. That happens.
Yeah.
Falcons have been awful against the AFC for years now. I'm not saying like that they should just chalk that up either. It would be cool to win against some AFC teams as well because you're going to play those too. But this is a divisional opponent week one that has won the division 4 years in a row, has what you want. And just because you're right tackle, maybe Darnell Mooney, whatever, like as the season goes on, there's going to be a lot of different stuff that pops up.
Yeah.
And we got to find a way to overcome it.
And we don't know what Mooney's status is for this week. I know he's, like we mentioned yesterday, he's on the 53 right now. I saw this morning they restructured his contract.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. I saw this morning they created like $6 million in cap space. So we know, usually after the first week, because you don't want to guarantee a contract for the full year, you might go out and try to maybe find
that some seems depth like a right tackle
or
huh?
veteran or right tackle or maybe some help for the interior or something like that after week one. So you don't have to guarantee the contract throughout the whole season. Because we know this, Caleb's not coming back this year.
Nope.
Storm eventually will come back. And so that could be a situation where you got some extra dollars to be able to upgrade your roster at a certain position.
Yeah, and those are the spots where you need it, right? I mean, going into the year, I think there's different areas, and we'll talk to Arch about this in half an hour, the areas of strength, the areas that you feel good about, feel really good about Drake London, feel really good about Bijan Robinson, really excited to see Michael Penix, and I feel good about him. But again, that's going to be one of the guys where there's just going to be growing pains, man. Like, he's a rookie quarterback. He's going to make rookie quarterback mistakes. You go back to something that Raheem Morris told us on the first day of training camp. One of the keys for him is going to be to make the layups.
Yep.
He's going to have to make the easy passes, keep drives going, keep them on schedule, keep a little bit of momentum. So then when he does hit those big ones, which he's going to hit those too, he's going to hit those big throws downfield. That's sort of his, probably his superpower, if anything, as a quarterback, his arm strength and accuracy on that deep ball. But that, as excited as we are to see him play, I think you go into that with the understanding that there's going to be moments that are difficult as well.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
that's the part about right now that's so challenging as a fan, because it's like it's so easy to be optimistic.
Right.
And you should be. You should be optimistic. It's a good football team that has a chance to be even better than good if things come together this year. Monday is the hard part. Monday's the hard part when you have to come on the air and be totally honest about what happened.
And brutally honest.
Because it's not like, well, we'll see. It's no, we saw. We saw, and here's the breakdown. Again, I think it has an opportunity to be a really good Sunday. But Tampa's a good team.
Yes.
And this team has some weaknesses.
Yes.
And can they make up for those weaknesses with the strengths that they have for 60 minutes against a divisional opponent at home, hopefully?
Yeah.
6-3 the last handful of years against divisional opponents.
I think the biggest,
at home.
The biggest thing about Tampa is there's not a lot of change. You know, I mean, obviously continuity. The offensive coordinator is gone. Liam Cohen is there, but yeah. I mean, the guy that replacing him ran the same offense last year. So, I mean, there's a couple other players that you got to account for as far as on the offensive side of the ball. Doesn't look like Godwin's going to play. Doesn't look like the left tackle's going to play.
Yeah. Godwin, no Wirfs, no McMillan.
That's why they just signed their right tackle to some bread.
Yeah, he just got paid.
Yeah, so, I mean, so pretty much you're going to have a lot of the same characters, a lot of the same scheme. We do know that Todd Bowles likes to dial it up. We know that, you know.
The second most blitzes in the NFL last year.
That's just what he does.
Like 40% of the time.
He's always been that. Yeah. I mean, that's not just coming in because they're playing Michael. That's what Todd's always been back to Arizona.
You ramp it up against a rookie quarterback? With a third string right tackle?
Let's do that. And that's when you got to manage the game. That's where Zach comes in to, you know, making it easy for him. That's where Bijan comes in, Kyle comes in, guys that are closest to the football to be able to, you know, to have a quick just dump off to him. And so much is going to go into this chess match that is the first game, because it is one of those things where the one thing about not playing in the preseason, even when I play in the preseason, the first game, you're a little winded. You are, because you're playing a whole bunch of plays. And so, you know, there's that part about it, doing fighting through a little fatigue, stuff like that, because it happens no matter how much you play in preseason. So you deal with that. Obviously, it's not going to have it should be a gorgeous day, but you're going to be inside.
Yeah.
So you got to worry about that. You got to worry about like opening day.
That little top open.
Opening day in Tampa.
Right.
You know,
Miami.
Yeah, or somewhere like
or
that.
Most college stadiums.
Yeah, and so you're good on that area right there. But, yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time, as it should be. But, you know, the expectation, I'm not telling anybody to, don't have it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Because you should. Why the hell would you watch the game if you don't have no expectations?
Be optimistic until proven otherwise.
Until you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Until you don't have to be.
Until Sunday at 4:15.
Yeah.
And then call in the Falcons flyover, and then we'll talk to you on Monday morning. I think that there still will be a lot of reasons for optimism after the game on Sunday as well. I think there is more of an opportunity for optimism if a couple of things happen. And I know we have a few more days to really dig into it, and we'll do that with Arch later this hour and Friday when we really do some keys to the game and stuff. But Bijan Robinson has to be the key to what they do offensively for a variety of different reasons. Yes. Number one being that he's the best player on the team,
right?
Certainly on the offense. Control the clock, keep it, you know, keep the down situation where you want it, stay ahead of whatever you want to call, and just help Penix. Like, give Penix opportunities to be a little bit more comfortable in a situation where he might not be. you also, if you can win the battle of rushing attacks, because that's kind of where I'm worried a little bit about the Falcons defense, is the ability to stop the run.
Yes, because they're thinning the trenches. You got two young guys that you're counting on big time. Now, David's been there and all those different things, but you got Roop, you got Dorlis, you got these guys that, you know, we've seen flashes of Roop. I think when Roop is dialed in, hopefully he's dialed in, Roop can play. Got to stay healthy, got to get the experience. I thought Dorlis played really, really good
in the preseason.
Thought he played really, really good. And so that's going to be the issue right there. You're not without your thumper at middle linebacker. I mean, just call it what Troy is. Troy's bigger than both of those linebackers you have starting. They're not saying he's better than Caden or Diablo, but he's bigger. He's able to play the run a little bit better. But, I mean, this goes back to, like, what's my man Big Hugh say, see a man, whoop a man? That's basically what it comes out to. And they're going to have some positive plays. Bucky is a very good runner who – they feed the ball to. Yeah,
Bucky Irving's good.
He's a good player.
Rashad White is good.
He's a good player.
It's a nice duo of running backs.
And then
backs.
You talk about throwing the tight end who worked, just worked, especially down there last year. I mean, you got your work cut out for you. Not to mention there's a guy named Mike Evans.
Yeah, I got Mike Evans over there.
And this rook that
Mecca Ibuka's pretty good.
Everybody's like fell in love with.
Yeah.
So it's a tall task.
Yeah, no.
It's a tall task.
It is. There's no question about it. You just got to hope you're up for it. You gotta get off to a good start.
They'll be all right.
I think they'll be all right.
They'll be all right. Now, yeah. Winning and losing is two different things.
Yeah, I mean, what's that mean?
Yeah, winning and losing are two different things.
What do you mean they'll be all right?
They'll be all right.
You think they're going to win?
We'll talk about this on Friday.
Okay.
We'll talk about it on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We'll talk about it on Friday.
Oh, we'll talk about it on Friday. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're talking about it right now,
but
too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
your mic's
is, like,
on, you all right?
Is like, yeah, I've decided who's going to win. I thought about it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.